telling you, great show. I wish there were another night. I would go back and go another night. Wiggy, we were talking about that, about going back to back. If there were another Post Malone show, I would go back to back.
Wow. Wiggy, you try to explain that to me. I don't know, like, it was it that good that you would
really
go back
good.
And see
this
really and
it
listen
was,
to the yeah. same songs?
Really yeah.
Good. He's better with, he has a full band.
Yes.
All right.
And he's better, like, I saw him at the Garden probably 5 years ago, and he is, or whatever that was, 4 years ago, and he's better with the full band. So, all right. Subaru of New England text line. You can text us anytime. That number is 37937. During the break, a bold suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis, that Bill O'Brien is the best weekly football guest on this program. I that includes Boomer, Gerard Mayo, Ty Law. I mean,
I think on this station.
He is fantastic as a guest.
I mean, would you put him ahead of Hunter Henry?
Good question. Yeah. But anyway, thanks to Bill O'Brien and go BC.
What a great just joy he has at this hour of the day. He's laughing. He listens to the show.
He's
it's awesome. Great.
And I could not have said what he said about Shador Sanders better myself.
He said he could go on and on about that.
I loved it. All right, well, we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning, Greg. So I got two leads for you. You want my bitchy lead or, you know, hey, I got a smile on my face because something good's potentially happening.
Bitchy.
You want...
Bitchy
you,
Wiggy, yeah. Well,
you do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so here's my bitchy lead. And I know Courtney dropped a massive cocoa bomb yesterday. And then Sweeney came out and, you know, didn't like shoot down her report, but the spitting chiclet guys.
He threw a bucket of water on the bomb before it could go off.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody please explain to me what the Boston Bruins are doing. We've had this conversation and we do it in every sport. We did it for the Patriots when you have an elite player, somebody that you think can really take your team to the next level and get you over the hump and help you potentially on winning another championship. What is going on with the Bruins that you have a guy in Swayman who I believe is like 26 or 27 years old, young. He's shown that he could play in a lot of games because how many goalies play, you know, the whole season straight? I think he's played like 50 games at one point.
Yeah.
So he's shown that he could be a guy that you can carry a team. We know how important the goalie is in hockey, especially in Boston with the performance of Tim Thomas back when they won the Stanley Cup. What are the Bruins doing, you know, putting him through this and potentially putting themselves in a position where Swayman maybe leaves after the season and now you are looking for another goaltender and then trying to find somebody that you can see has the potential of being a very, very good goalie for a long time to come.
Wiggy,
somebody please explain it to me.
We talked about it earlier. Unless he's looking for some ridiculous money, like if he's looking for $10 million a year and he won't budge, I get that. But if it's $8 million, $8.5 million, which is what it seems like it is, pay the guy.
Right.
Like you're going to go into camp and Don Sweeney up there yesterday saying we should have it all worked out by December 1st. Like, you're going to play a considerable amount of the season without Jeremy Swayman, and there's no reason. To pay the man.
And who's to say it's going to work out where Swayman likes what they give him or likes the fact that they've kind of put him through the washer where he just goes, you know what? I'll play my 1 year, and then I'll hit free agency, and I'm going to probably get the money that I want because that's the going rate for, I know he hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but that's like the going rate for a goalie who is viewed as being a really good goalie, you know, whether it's $8.5 million, $9.5 million.
Yeah.
I just don't get what the Bruins are doing, especially when you have a team that's a playoff team.
Pay that man his money.
Correct. Or if it's about money, then you should have kept the guy who was $5 million instead of trading him. Okay?
Exactly.
If it's about money, then see what you could go and see what you can get for Swayman. I don't understand it. So great lead, Wiggy. Thank you very much. Wiggy is in Florida doing an autograph signing for tonight's Pats Jets game at the Hard Rock Casino in Florida. There is Wiggy. Thank you.
Thank you. This remote thing doesn't work, Greg. You're spot on. The remote thing don't work. Get your ass back to work.
Oh, you don't like it. You don't like.
No, I don't like it because I don't. You know, I'm missing the like the connection, the vibe what we have. Like you know, when we're all in studio, the what's it called? The symbioticness of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. We miss you. Yeah.
Oh, you're
it doesn't
Wiggs.
Work. I don't know how the hell AJ Hawk does it.
I will
the
say
Pat
it's
McAfee
nice
show.
Though. The studio this morning does not smell like skunk weed. So
I ain't smoking that.
That is
junk.
True. Jackson isn't in this morning.
It's not 1988. Ain't nobody smoking that skunk junk.
There is a growing movement when it comes to those in science and medicine, hoping to encourage those of us who are male to start peeing while sitting on the toilet for the good of our own health.
Oof.
Apparently, science has determined that splashback can propel particles of urine across the bathroom high enough to land on your toothbrush.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Yeah, but isn't urine sterile?
The rebound.
Are you telling me dodgeball lied?
The rebound splash can be up to 7,550 drops of dangerous urine.
Wow.
And so, 57 years old, done it the same way. Sometimes, occasionally, middle of the night, I might miss here or there.
Oh.
It's dark, and you know I'm sleepy, but I ask men, the men who listen to the show, are you willing for your own health to adjust and to sit down and take care of it that way going forward?
Wow.
Hell no.
Would you have to like push it down into the toilet if you were sitting?
Yeah. Well, if it's in the morning, Courtney, it'd be very difficult to do. You'd have to
Curtis wouldn't.
Yeah.
You'd have to lay across the toilet. But my wife would love this.
You'd have to lay across the toilet.
Well, in the morning. I mean, when you go to the bathroom in the morning, Courtney, I mean, isn't a soldier standing at attention?
Yeah.
My wife would love it, so she's always like, sit down, because I'm like you, Greg. You know, I tend to, you know, have
once a while. Yeah.
Well, I have noticed when we have to share a bathroom when we're at Gillette on Mondays, you guys don't put the toilet seat down.
I do.
I would not touch that toilet seat with a 10-foot pole.
But then I have to touch it.
Courtney, I will always do that. That's the one thing my wife will give me credit for. I might pee on the rim, but at least I put the seat cover down so she doesn't fall in.
That's very nice of you.
But, Greg, you're right, because I just saw this on Instagram. After going number two, I shut the toilet before I flush.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because it doesn't allow the particles to seep into the atmosphere.
You're always supposed to shut.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't even bother with that. I mean,
yeah, I didn't know that till I saw it on Instagram, and the doctor was like, you should shut it. You don't want the particles flying around on your toothbrush.
I'm 57. I've been peeing standing up my entire life, and I'm pretty healthy. I mean, I get the eye thing. I end up with the eye thing every once in a while.
Greg, it's not the sitting down that's the problem for you. It's the getting up.
Yes, yeah. You're right about that, Curtis.
I could never do it, Greg, though. I have to stand up. I think it's just ingrained in us as men. You know, if I sit down, I feel like awkward.
I asked Curtis, do you know what I hear when I try to get up off of the toilet after I'm done? Are you going to die?
I will say women have it really hard. Like, I was at this walk on Sunday with my mom, and there is a long line for the Port-a-Johns. But, you know, you got to pee after the race, before the race. And you walk in there, and it's like I can hold my breath, pee, elbow the door open, get some Purell, and I'm fine. The women that have to sit on that or anywhere near it, like, that is in and of itself a health violation.
Curtis, they squat, though. They don't sit, though. Okay. That's the big thing.
Yeah, but when you get older, Wiggy, that becomes harder to be able to hold yourself up.
Yeah, but in public, right? I mean, your mother, right? If she goes to the bathroom in public, I bet you she's probably still squatting.
Okay. love you, Mom.
And just to wrap this up, if you're wondering how it is around the rest of the world, in Germany, this is amazing to me, but in Germany, Only 10% of the men stand up while doing it. The rest are seated. Huh. Sweden.
Is that science?
That is science.
I'll have to text my cousin. It's
wow.
All right. Well, there you go. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up, including maybe Jim Montgomery with a little insight as to why Jeremy Swayman remains unsigned at this moment. We'll get to that and the rest of They Said It next. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, we heard from Don Sweeney yesterday. He addressed the recent reports surrounding Jeremy Swayman's pending contract. Here's what he had to say.
I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward.
And he's hopeful that they'll get a deal done by December. So you're saying there's still a chance? Still a chance.
I mean,
and he said some of the reports are inaccurate. Not all.
I think he was
no chance.
He was directing that in your direction.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll see.
Yeah.
One more with the Rays tonight for the Red Sox after they take them down last night 2-1. First pitch tonight, 6:50, with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We have the Pats in action tonight. Thursday Night Football taking on the Jets in enemy territory. Kickoff is at 8:15. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 62 degrees and cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high, cloudy 72.